You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Our listeners are well aware that NSW elections are right around the corner. 23rd of March is fast approaching. And SBS Punjabi team is trying to contact candidates from Indian origin to get their perspective so that you can make informed decision yourself. And one of them is Pallavi Sinha, and she's a candidate for Upper House. Pallavi, welcome to SBS Punjabi.
Thank you, G. It's a pleasure to join you and your listeners.
You are selected by Liberal Party for Upper House. What are your personal strengths, first of all? How you are connected with the community?
Thank you. That's a really good question. And look, in terms of my personal strengths, I would say I have a very strong passion and interest in serving the community. So that strong interest in serving the community means that I am very devoted and dedicated to working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, wherever possible, to serve community interests. And then my connection to the community, mm-hmm. Well, that community connection was evolving from a very young age because I was born here in Sydney in Auburn Hospital. My parents migrated here just over 40 years ago, and like many new migrants, they have the migrant story of having to work hard and set up from scratch with no family or friends here. And from a young age, I was immersed in Indian culture because my father is the former president of Sri Mandir Temple in Auburn and a former president of United Indian Association. So I was always very actively involved, attending cultural programs, participating in cultural programs. My mum ensured that I learned classical dancing such as Bharatanatyam and Kathak. And then that interest grew myself. I started writing for some Indian community newspapers, and when I finished university, I deferred my job and worked and travelled in India for about 5 months in different places, including the National Human Rights Commission.
And now let's talk about your political strengths. Why you selected Liberal Party, or any root level connections? Have you been somehow connected with the councils or lower house in the first place? Why upper house?
Again, great question. And look, the upper house is the House of Review. Its major role is scrutinizing legislation. And as a legally qualified lawyer and academic, which is my profession, I naturally have a strong inclination to Parliament, which is involved in making legislation, drafting bills, but particularly the upper house. It's also known as the House of Review, and there are often committees set that the chairs are appointed for the upper house. For example, the Law and Justice Committee, which was looking at Section 20D in the Anti-Discrimination Act on the offence of serious racial vilification. I also presented submissions in an informal way when that review was going on. So upper house is definitely more of interest to me because of the role it plays in Parliament, but also with the upper house, it's not just representing one area. Mm-hmm. So with the lower house, for example, you have electorates, like you have Strathfield, you have Parramatta, you have Hornsby, you have Penrith, mm-hmm. and that member of Parliament is only representing a constituency and the people who live in that area. Whereas in the upper house, it's the whole of New South Wales. And so much of my work has actually taken me across New South Wales. For example, I am a former host of 702 ABC when I hosted a radio show. A lot of my advocacy work, whether it's small business or domestic violence, covers people all over New South Wales. The articles I write and all that sort of advocacy that I've been involved with is quite well suited in many people's view to a whole of New South Wales representation.
Since you were doing a lot of community work anyway, so what attracted you to jump into the fray? Why you want to join the politics?
Yeah, again, look, I think I had a very strong interest in influencing legislation and policy, again, in a wide range of areas. And what drew me to the Liberal Party is that liberal values are at the core, rewarding hard work, enterprise, family values, and that resonates a lot with the sort of upbringing I had, as well as I think the values of many people in our Indian community who are hardworking individuals coming up, setting up businesses from scratch, doing great work in the community, and they're then given that opportunity of that freedom of enterprise and reward for hard work if a Liberal Party is in government.
Since you were born here, are you aware of the issues that the new migrants are facing?
Oh, certainly. Look, I have many, many friends and community organisations that I'm associated with that entails my association with new migrants. So, for example, in terms of skills recognition, I previously worked as an immigration lawyer and a registered migration agent, so I'm aware of a lot of people, what sort of visas they're seeking to come to Australia on, what sort of issues they're facing when they come to Australia or New South Wales. Also, with the domestic violence and family violence now being a growing issue, I'm aware of DV survivors who are here on temporary visas, and that could be a man or a woman. Certainly, it's usually more women than men. I'm also aware in terms of aged care facilities that, that's another big issue for our community, because our community is growing so rapidly. There are some reports that it's the fastest growing ethnic community in New South Wales. And when people come here, naturally, we have strong family values and we want to bring family members here. So I've certainly, again, been in touch with a lot of people in the community about what their concerns are if they're trying to bring their parents here from overseas, or if there are any aspects in terms of the healthcare that they're provided, whether it's appropriate for cultural needs, language needs, dietary requirements, etc. There's probably a lot more I can say.
Yeah, because you have mentioned so many different issues or policies matters. Which one is your favourite, or which one would you like to work on straight away if you win this election?
Look, I think particularly because my area of expertise and strengths and community experience has been for many years in the area of domestic and family violence. Mm-hmm. I recently spoke, and which you attended at, the second National Anti-Dowry Summit at the University of New South Wales. And I was really saddened to hear that the statistics were that it's Indian origin people who are calling the domestic violence hotline the most. So I think it's also a very pressing need in our community, as well as to make sure that law and policymakers understand distinct cultural nuances from our community. For example, that there's a difference between dowry and dowry abuse.
I think you are already aware that some seasoned women politicians are leaving the politics. Will it make a difference to you?
Look, I acknowledge that it can be hard for women. It's certainly, you know, it's been a battle for me, and I've fought hard to get to where I am. Even to get on a Liberal Party ticket, it's a privilege, but it's also a lot of long hours of work to get selected. And I think that it is so important to have diverse women, particularly in Parliament, with the growing needs. I mean, almost half the population is either born overseas or has a parent born overseas, and women comprise about 50% of the population. So it's extremely important for anyone who can to keep fighting. At the New South Wales level, we actually have a diverse woman from a migrant background who's leading the party at the helm as Premier.
Sure. Thank you so much for talking to us, and all the best for the election day.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time, and it was nice to talk to you and your listeners.
SBS Radio.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.